text is Jeremiah 23:5-8. We take you now to the sanctuary of Peace Lutheran Church.
Welcome to Peace Lutheran Church as we gather to celebrate our first Sunday in the Advent season. There are a number of announcements that have been displayed on our whiteboards and printed on the back table, and few that I would like to highlight, especially since some of these items are very near to occurring. There are, in the fellowship area, handmade cards that we're looking for members to sign that we plan to give to our shut-ins and to those who have lost loved ones during this past year. And so if you're able to add your name and write an encouraging message, I know that those individuals will certainly appreciate it. We also have a number of activities next weekend. We are looking forward to the bazaar that the ladies are putting on Saturday, and the Sunday morning service will feature our choir and the cantata that we have. So if you're looking for an opportunity to invite somebody to worship, that certainly would be a wonderful service for them to join you in attending. This Wednesday is our first Wednesday service for Advent, and it will begin at 5:30. If you would like to continue to fellowship with your members, fellow members afterwards, there's a potluck meal opportunity, so we look forward to that. And there are more items happening in December, so take a look at the newsletter, whether you've received that through email or the printed version here. And if you do need a printed version and don't find one, let us know in the office and we'd be glad to get it to you. This morning we are following Divine Service Setting 1 on page 151. And I would invite you to sing with me the first four stanzas of hymn 332.
Thank you.
Christ, and by his authority, I therefore forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I invite you to speak responsibly the intro. To you, O Lord, I lift up my soul.
O my God, in you I trust. Let me not be put to shame.
Let not my enemies exalt over me.
Indeed, none who wait for you shall be put to shame.
Make me to know your ways, O Lord.
Teach me your paths.
Lead me in your truth and teach me, for you are the God of my salvation.
For you I wait all the day long.
May integrity and uprightness preserve me.
For I wait for you.
Redeem Israel, O God.
Out of all his troubles.
Glory
be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, it is now.
Testament reading is from Jeremiah chapter 23, verses 5 through 8. Behold, the days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will raise up for David a righteous branch, and he shall reign as king and deal wisely, and shall execute justice and righteousness in the land. In his days, Judah will be saved, and Israel will dwell securely. And this is the name by which he will be called. The Lord is our righteousness. Therefore, behold, the days are coming, declares the Lord, when they shall no longer say, as the Lord lives who brought up the people of Israel out of the land of Egypt, but as the Lord who lives, who brought up and led the offspring of the house of Israel out of the north country and out of all the countries where he had driven them, then they shall dwell in their own land. This is the word of the Lord. Would you please join me in reading the gradual? None who wait you shall be put to shame. They shall be ashamed who are wantonly treacherous. Teach me to know your ways, O Lord. Teach me your paths. And the epistle reading is from Romans chapter 13, verses 8 through 14. owe no one anything except to love each other, for the one who loves another has fulfilled the law. The commandments, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not murder, you shall not steal, you shall not covet, and any other commandment are summed up in this word, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. Love does no wrong to a neighbor, therefore love is the fulfilling of the law. Besides this, you know the time, that the hour has come for you to wake from sleep. For salvation is nearer to us now than when we first believed. The night is far gone, the day is at hand. So then let us cast off the works of darkness and put on the armor of light. Let us walk properly as in the daytime, not in orgies and drunkenness, not in sexual immorality and sensuality, not in quarreling and jealousy, but put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to gratify its desires. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
And by the congregation, be said, for all of you. Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 21st chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
When they drew near to Jerusalem and came to Bethphage, to the Mount of Olives, then Jesus sent two disciples, saying to them, go into the village in front of you, and immediately you will find a donkey tied and a colt with her. Untie them and bring them to me. If anyone says anything to you, you shall say, the Lord needs them, and he will send them at once. This took place to fulfill what was spoken by the prophet, saying, say to the daughter of Zion, behold, your king is coming to you, humble and mounted on a donkey and on a colt, the foal of a beast of burden. The disciples went and did as Jesus had directed them. They brought the donkey and the colt and put on them their cloaks, and he sat on them. Most of the crowd spread their cloaks on the road, and others cut branches from the trees and spread them on the road. And the crowds that went before him and that followed him were shouting, Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord! Hosanna in the highest! This is the gospel of the Lord. I invite the congregation to be seated, and those children that are present are invited forward for a children's message. Good morning, boys and girls. Good morning. It is good to see all of you here today as we are celebrating. I'm sure you have noticed a few changes in the sanctuary, haven't you? Yeah. Can any of you point out any changes that you've seen in the sanctuary today? All right. I see somebody's pointing to the back where we have some decorations, some bows, I think we call those, right? Yeah. Any other changes? What are we seeing? Up front we have, what we call our Christmas trees decorated with Christmas. Oh, over here we have what we call the Advent wreath, right? Yes, and the Advent wreath is what we're going to focus a little bit on right now. And there's other things that are different to help us celebrate. The Advent wreath, how many blue candles do you guys count on there? How many total candles are there?
Five.
Well, there's five total candles. How many of them are blue?
Four.
And how many are lit today? One. So if I said this is the first Sunday in Advent, first means how, what number?
One.
One, right? So we just have one of those candles lit. And we are counting the candles because what do you think is going to happen after we get to four? Ooh, then we get to Christmas. Yeah, there are four Sundays in the season. And so with our Advent wreath, that helps us in our knowing, are we getting closer to Christmas? Yeah. And what's so special about the Christmas? Why do you guys, and why do I, and why do our families get together and celebrate Christmas? What is so special that we would count down to it? It's when we celebrate Jesus' birthday, yeah. And isn't that so important? Because Jesus came to be your Savior. And so here in the church we have items such as our Advent wreath, which we use to help remind us of his coming. And yes, he promises not only that he came and that was born in Bethlehem, but he promises he will come again, right? Yeah, and so we have an Advent calendar that helps us mark the passage of time in the church and the weeks until we are able to celebrate his first coming. But we also know he's going to come again. And so that's why we are celebrating and why we have so many different, you could say, decorations in the church. They help remind us Jesus has come, but he is coming again. So can you fold your hands with me and as we'll say an echo prayer with the congregation that is gathered today. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for all that you give to us.
Thank you for all that you give to us.
Especially the decorations for this season.
Especially for the decorations for this season.
That point to your Son, Jesus Christ.
That point to your Son, Jesus Christ.
Help me be filled with joy and gladness.
Help me be filled with joy and gladness.
As I know that he will come again.
As I know that he will come again.
And bring me to heaven.
And bring me to heaven.
In Jesus' name we pray.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Well, thank you for coming up, boys and girls, and look at our wonderful decorations and be reminded of what our Lord has done and is going to do for us. And our congregation at this time is going to continue by singing hymn 359.
Oh,
Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. This morning's sermon is based upon our text from Jeremiah chapter 23. Jeremiah, one of the prophets, a writer in the Old Testament before Jesus was born. He certainly has much to say to you and to me about the days that we are currently living in. Yes, he wrote hundreds of years before Christ, and yet, when we read his prophecies, when we hear what he speaks to the people of Judah in Jerusalem, it can sound eerily similar to today. And I'd say most likely because, as we know, there is nothing new under the sun. Sin continues today, tomorrow, into the future, until it is put to an end by our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Prior to the verses for today's reading, we hear a little bit about why the Lord needs to tell these words to his people. What is going on in Jerusalem, in Judah? Why is it that the prophet needs to be sent to these people? We hear the first verse of the 23rd chapter. It says, "Woe to the shepherds who destroy and scatter the sheep of my pasture, declares the Lord." Woe to the shepherds. Hear, you that are called shepherds. And what is the function of a shepherd? Well, a shepherd is supposed to be looking after the flock, looking after the sheep that they are charged to take care of. And generally, the best way to look after sheep is to have them in one big bunch, right? It would be at least the way that I could best look after a bunch of sheep. Similar to us gathering in worship, we gather here as one, a flock, you could say, of our Lord. And yet, what is the words from Jeremiah say that the shepherds are doing? It's they are destroy and scatter the sheep of my pasture. Does that sound like a very good shepherd? The shepherd that's supposed to be looking after, the shepherd that's supposed to be tending and keeping safe the sheep. And when you do that, you do best them. You know, there is a little bit said to about the strength in numbers when the flock is all together. It's harder for the predators to come. But no, it says the shepherd is scattering the sheep, which makes it easier for predators to come in, to steal, to snatch, to destroy. And whose flock is it? The Lord says it is his, who destroy and scatter the sheep of my pasture. That's what the leaders in Jerusalem were doing. The leaders were not good leaders. In fact, they were letting other idols be worshipped within Judea, even in Jerusalem. The people were worshipping false gods, trusting in themselves rather than God, who had delivered them from Egypt, who brought them to the promised land. No, now they were looking after the other gods from the nations around. And certainly, this is not what should be happening. The Lord continues and says, "Therefore, thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, concerning the shepherds who care for my people. You have scattered my flock and have driven them away, and you have not attended to them. Behold, I will attend to you for your evil deeds, declares the Lord. Then I will gather the remnant of my flock out of all the countries where I have driven them, and I will bring them back to their fold, and they shall be fruitful and multiply. I will set shepherds over them who will care for them, and they shall fear no more, nor be dismayed, neither shall any be missing, declares the Lord. Our Heavenly Father sees the people, and he sees what is being done to them by those that are supposed to be shepherding them, how they're being scattered and sent all over. And the Lord has judgments for them. But yet, for those people who are living with poor leadership over them, for those people who have been sent scattered away, for those people who soon will be in exile in Babylon, God sends a message of hope and of good news. Today you may have poor leadership over you, ones that don't watch over you the way they're supposed to, who let you worship false idols. But hear this. I will tend to you. I will gather you together out of wherever you have been sent and driven, and I will bring you back to where you are supposed to be, back to their fold. And there you will be fruitful and multiply. Fruitful under the watchful eyes of our Heavenly Father. Fruitful, having been brought back to where they should be. And where is it that the people of Israel are called to be? Where is it that you and I are called to be? We are called to be those who gather and worship our Lord God and worship Him alone. We are not to have any other gods. Our trust is in God, our Heavenly Father. Fear, trust in Him above all things. Yes, we aren't called to follow after those things of this world, but rather to seek our Heavenly Father and to seek in Him the good that we need for our lives, both here and in life in the world to come. And so this is why the Lord speaks these words through Jeremiah. He says, behold, the days are coming. Yes, the days are coming. And he says, when I will raise up for David a righteous branch from King David will come, he says, a righteous branch, a branch that is not going to be like their current branch that allows them to go off and worship false gods, that leads them in the worship of false gods, that leads them to trust in the might of man rather than the power of God. No, this righteous branch will bring them back to look to God, our Heavenly Father. And what does it say He will do? He shall reign as king and dwell wisely and shall execute justice and righteousness in the land. This righteous branch is our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He came to fulfill God's promise to His people. But that promise extends to you and to me today, here and now, where you and I live in our nation. We have one ruling over us who is wise, one who executes justice and righteousness in the land. The good that you and I receive certainly is from God, our Heavenly Father. He is the one we are to look forward in our time of need. He is the one who comes bearing gifts for us, gifts of life and salvation. Our text further says, therefore, behold, the days are coming, declares the Lord, when they shall no longer say, as the Lord lives, who brought up the people of Israel out of the land of Egypt. They were going to recall what God had done for them in saving them from Egypt. But he says, no, you're not going to say that anymore. Rather, you're going to say, as the Lord lives, who brought up and led the offspring of the house of Israel out of the north country and out of all the countries where he had driven them. But even further, you and I are able to say, as the Lord lives, who has brought us up out of the darkness of sin and who has brought us into the kingdom of God, our Heavenly Father, the kingdom of light, through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Yes, he has brought us out of darkness into the light, and he continues to lead you and me through his means of grace, through his word and through his sacraments. You and I are blessed today to be led by our Heavenly Father. There are many who would like to lead you, but not in the way that God is going to lead. They may lead you to things of earthly success and earthly gain. They may lead you to satisfy your desires, but our Heavenly Father, he will lead you in paths of righteousness through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So as you gather today, as we look forward, know that, yes, the days are coming when our Lord and Savior will return and he will lead us to life everlasting through his righteous King, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. In his name, amen. May the peace of God, which surpasses all of our understanding, guard our hearts and minds firmly in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. I invite the congregation to please stand as we confess our shared Christian faith, speaking the words of the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried. The third day he rose again according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshiped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Let us pray for the whole people of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. Gracious Lord, awaken your saints from sleep and idleness as we enter another church year. Encourage the preachers of your word and all who hear, for salvation is nearer to us now than when we first believe. Give boldness and faithfulness to Matthew, our Synod President, to our district president, our circuit visitor, and all pastors in Christ. Renew the faith and quicken the love of all Christians to cast off the works of darkness, put on Jesus Christ, and live as children of the eternal day. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Lord of love, visit our homes and defend us from the temptation to walk in the works of darkness. Clothe us with the armor of light. Preserve the single in holiness, and lead husbands and wives to love one another and raise their children in the faith. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Visit us in your compassion, O Lord. Deliver the sick from their infirmities, the troubled from their afflictions, the grieving from their sorrow, and the dying from their fear. Especially Rick, Glenn, Wayne, Colleen, and Leon. May all who cry to you receive grace according to your will. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Merciful Lord, your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, entered Jerusalem to shouts and cheers of joy. Grant that we may be stirred by the work and sacraments to rejoice anew, now and at his second advent. Lord, in your mercy. Holy God, you declared that the days were coming when you would accomplish our salvation, and in your time you caused your Son, the righteous branch, to spring up for David. By your grace, keep us joined as branches to Christ, that we may bear fruit until the day he returns in glory. For he lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. At this time, my offerings are collected. Since you are my rock and my fortress, for the sake of your name, lead and guide me.
Shall I render to the Lord for all his benefits to me? I will offer the sacrifice of thanksgiving and will call on the name of the Lord. I will take the cup of salvation and will call on the name of the Lord. I will of the Lord's house, in the midst of you, O Jerusalem. The Lord be with you, and also with you. Lift up your hearts, we lift them to the Lord. Let us give thanks unto the Lord our God. It is right to give him thanks and praise.
It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ, our Lord, whose way John the Baptist prepared, proclaiming him the promised Messiah, the very Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world, and calling sinners to repentance, that they might escape from the wrath to be revealed when he comes again in glory. Therefore, with angels and archangels, with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying,
Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might.
Blessed are you, Lord of heaven and earth, for you have had mercy on those whom you created and sent your only begotten Son into our flesh to bear our sin and be our Savior. With repentant joy, we receive the salvation accomplished for us by the all-availing sacrifice of his body and his blood on the cross. Gathered in the name and the remembrance of Jesus, we beg you, O Lord, to forgive, renew, and strengthen us with your word and spirit. Grant us faithfully to eat his body and drink his blood as he bids us do in his own testament. Gather us together, we pray, from the ends of the earth to celebrate with all the faithful the marriage feast of the Lamb in his kingdom, which has no end. Graciously receive our prayers, deliver and preserve us. To you alone, O Father, be all glory, honor, and worship, with the Son and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples, saying, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." As often as we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus. O Lord Jesus Christ, only Son of the Father, in giving us your body and blood to eat and to drink, you lead us to remember and confess your holy cross and passion, your blessed death, your rest in the tomb, your resurrection from the dead, and your ascension into heaven, and you're coming for the final judgment. So remember us in your kingdom and teach us as we pray. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The peace of the Lord be with you always. Amen.